Lac La Biche. Lac La Biche's third set of traffic lights have raised a few questions in recent weeks, most involving the light sequences at the newly automated intersection on Beaver Hill Road and 91st Avenue. The flashing red and yellow lights at the intersection during its first week of operation in early October caused some confusion for drivers approaching the new infrastructure. Lac La Biche Enforcement Services staff even added helpful and simplified instructions on their digital billboard along Beaver Hill Road near their headquarters. Flashing yellow means proceed with caution. Flashing red means stop, noted the road sign. In more recent weeks, the traffic lights have been put onto a full light sequence for all directions of traffic at the intersection. That change too, and some of the infrastructure around the lights, has raised questions. Priority green for Beaver Hill motorists. Barry Feletichuk, Lac La Biche County's urban transportation supervisor, has offered some answers. He says the lights now remain green for most of the daily sequence for north-south traffic along Beaver Hill Road. Sensors on top of the traffic lights are used to detect vehicles that may approach the intersection from the east or west along 91st Avenue. Beaver Hill Road has the priority, unless the cameras pick up a waiting vehicle. Forcing a cycle, I believe, is a 90-second minimum change, he told the Lac La Biche Post newsroom. The cameras on top of the new lights are only for information purposes for the traffic flow, said Feletichuk, and not for any speed or violation measures. The lights, the third set for the hamlet in 40 years, are part of an intersection upgrade that included turn lanes, paving, curbs and gutters, underground power installation and approach roads into an adjacent business area. The work was to coincide with a new Tim Hortons slated to be built in the business area, but that commercial project has been delayed by the franchisee due to unforeseen costs. The cost for the intersection upgrade is approximately $1.6 million.